I'm getting soaked with nice fresh bottles, man. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. Agriculture expert praises fertilizer export decision. Economist cites drivers of kwacha gain. And in international news, Mali junta leader granted 5-year term. And in sports news, Copa Queens refuse to underrate any opponent. In detail, my name is Sumili Sitali. In local news, agriculture expert Oliver Abulaya has praised the Ministry of Agriculture's decision to export the recently acquired surplus of fertilizer. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Abulaya says that surplus of fertilizer will also positively impact farmers by leveraging commodity prices, which will in turn lead to increased production of crops and harvest. Abulaya emphasizes that the export will enhance productivity by providing profits that can feed back into the agricultural sector. Meanwhile, economist Kelvin Chisanga adds that this project will benefit Zambia by making the country a large provider of fertilizer for the Southern African Development Community SADC region market. He also advises that there should be an agricultural act to guide farmers on the types of fertilizer to be used with a specific type of soil and avoid the importation of unrecognized fertilizer types that may not be supportive to certain Zambian soils. This comes following the Ministry of Agriculture's decision to export the surplus of fertilizer recorded as part of the separation for the next farming season. An economic expert has attributed to the recent 15% appreciation of the kwacha to several key factors driving increased capital inflow into the country. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, economist Kelvin Chisanga says the stronger the kwacha is supportive by improving export earnings, a bumper harvest, increased mining output, and high global prices of strategic minerals. He explained that the legal currency's appreciation is contributing positively to Zambia's economic growth, with the mining and agriculture sector acting as key driver of the gross domestic product. Chisanga adds that the recent fuel price reduction in July marks another step towards economic recovery, helping to lower the prices of goods and services, boost consumer spending power, and reduce the cost of living, all of which support the government's supplementary budget. He further notes that the current economic development in the country reflects policy consistency, growing investor confidence, and political stability. Meanwhile, University of Zambia student Jeremiah Ngoma tells Unza Radio that the appreciation of the kwacha alongside the discovery of strategic minerals highlights the country's ongoing economic growth. Stanbic Bank Zambia says it is supporting the development of the Zambia's energy sector by investing in off-grid and alternative power solutions to address the country's power deficit. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Stanbic Bank Head of Marketing Manager Eric Ngondoi says that the bank is facilitating over 600 megawatts of power in various projects. Ngondoi adds that this financing support is echoed by a 13-year power purchase agreement with Greencore, a leading SADC and Zambian renewable energy trader. Meanwhile, energy expert Jason Chikwanda says that with the support from the banking community like Stanbic, Zambia will reshape the profile of the energy mix by deepening other forms of energy. He further adds that with 600 megawatts clean energy coming on board, Zambia's energy profile will not entirely depend on hydroelectricity resources. And economic Kelvin Chisanga says that the project, when completed, will make job opportunities for the domestic community and that it will support businesses in terms of production and finally will continue to strengthen and grow. Final skew in local news. A 46-year-old childhood friend of George Kalava, whose skeletal remains were discovered in a Lusaka Garden compound home, has testified before the Lusaka High Court that the deceased had previously complained of mistreatment by his wife and was seen limping after alleged being attacked with a stone. Patrick Banda, who appeared before the High Court judge, Anna Onuju, stated that during a 2022 visit to Kamanga compound, Kalava confided that he was experiencing difficulties at home. Banda also observed that the deceased was limping, reportedly due to a hip injury caused by the alleged assault. He told courts that he last saw Kalava in 2022 and the only length of his disappearance when police recovered his skeletal remains on the 16th of January 2025. In this matter, investigations allege that Kalava died sometime between July 2023 and January 2025 at his family residence in Garden Luangwa compound. The principal accused in the case is a 52-year-old Sylvia Mutuva Kalava, the widow who pledged not guilty to a charge of manslaughter contrary to Section 199 of the Penal Code. Government has commissioned 6 projects that include schools and healthy infrastructure valued at over 13 million kwacha in Isoka district of Muchinga province. Muchinga Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Brian Sichoni, who commissioned the 6 projects constructed using the 2023 Constituency Development Fund CDF allocation, urged the community to safeguard the infrastructure. The Deputy Permanent Secretary, who was speaking at Milongo Health Post in Isoka District, says the project addresses a specific and urgent community need as they present a major leap in improving health, education and sanitation for the people. Sichande has added that the project are not an incident as they are the result of deliberate government policy to dissolve resources through CDF and empower local communities to identify and implement projects that respond directly to their own needs. He has since called on residents in the area where the 6 projects are dotted to be vigilant and guide the projects jealously. And Isoka Area Member of Parliament Marjorie Nakaponda, who was represented by a professional assistant at Isoka National Assembly Office, Nkosuwila Sinkamba, thanked all stakeholders involved in ensuring that national care is shared equally through the CDF. Meanwhile, Isoka Director Health Philip Sachiyama said residents in the area used to face challenges as the health post did not have an ablution block, adding that water was also a challenge. And finally, in local news, the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation, ZNBC, has pledged to spotlight mining sector progress and local empowerment. ZNBC Director General Barry Luando says the national broadcaster is committed to showcasing the progress being made in Zambia's mining sector. Luanda says this is because of the strategic role that the mining sector